Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Thursday, June 4th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, there is a huge amount of social media news to talk about. The YouTube team has added the ability for Ask Studio to retain its history. If you've ever wanted to chat with an AI that knows all about your videos and can make recommendations, write scripts for you, and more, you're going to want to use Ask Studio, and this history improvement adds to its capability. Additionally, the YouTube team has added the ability for AI labels to be automatically added to videos as appropriate. If a video is marked as AI and it wasn't, you can remove that. We'll talk about it. Also, the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, stops by to explain why two identical videos posted on Instagram can get wildly different reach and views. He also explains the new Instagram Plus and what it can do. We'll get into some strategy around video and content creation from the TikTok team, plus more. All of that on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Let's be real. Nobody can actually keep up with AI anymore. There's a new tool every week, a new update every day, or even every hour for that matter. My friend Jen Lehner sorts through all of it and sends you the stuff that matters for your business. It's called the Front Row AI Report. It's weekly, it's free, and it has zero jargon. If you've been nodding along in meetings, pretending that you know what agentic means, go subscribe. FrontRowAIReport.com. Again, that's FrontRowAIReport.com. Welcome back. Let's start with the YouTube news. A lot of it centers around AI. Here's Renee Ritchie from the YouTube Creator Insider team to explain.
Starting today, YouTube is streamlining how AI labels work to make them even more intuitive for everyone. I'm Renee Ritchie, a longtime creator working inside YouTube, and here's what's up. You've told us you want transparency, but you also want the process to be simple. So we're moving the disclosure label for photorealistic or meaningfully altered content. For long-form videos, the label is moving from the description to a prominent spot just below the player. And for shorts, it'll be an overlay right on the video itself. The goal here is context at a glance. If it looks real but was made with AI, viewers will know immediately. We're also making disclosure a bit more seamless. While you're still required to manually disclose realistic AI use, starting this May, YouTube is rolling out internal signals to help. If YouTube systems detect significant photorealistic AI and it hasn't been disclosed, we'll now apply that label automatically. If you think that the system has gotten it wrong, don't worry, creators are still in control. As this technology continues to improve, if a label is applied incorrectly, you can jump into Studio and update the status yourself. The only exceptions where the label does stay permanent are if you used YouTube's own AI tools like Veo or DreamScreen, or if the file contains metadata proving it's fully generative. Most importantly, for creators, these labels alone do not affect how our videos are recommended or whether they can earn money. This is purely about giving viewers the right information at the right time. Ask Studio conversations will now be saved automatically for up to 30 days. Ask Studio is a conversational AI partner in YouTube Studio that helps provide insights on analytics and community and inspiration on content. In the past, closing the Ask Studio window meant your session ended and the conversation was done. But now, with this update, conversations are automatically saved for up to 30 days, and that moves Ask Studio from a single session tool into a true creative partner. It also means you can maintain multiple distinct conversation threads, so you can manage different creative projects or brainstorming sessions. And all past sessions are organized in a new list view, where you can easily resume, manage, or delete threads, whatever you need. Effects Maker is YouTube's web-based tool that lets creators create, publish, and manage effects for YouTube Shorts. And it's adding some new Nano Banana capabilities. Nano Banana in Effect Maker includes the ability to build fun, imaginative transformation effects with open prompts that don't require visual scripting. With Precise Mode, selfies can be transformed into a whole entire new photorealistic scenes, eras, even realities, wherever creativity leads you. Head on over to effects.youtube.com to get started, learn more with the Effects Maker tutorial playlist on the YouTube Creators channel, and dive even deeper into the fun in Effect Maker Discord, where you can connect directly with the team and chat with other effect makers. Give it a try, let us know what you think, and drop your questions in the comments.
Out of all the things he mentioned there, I think the Ask Studio history is incredibly powerful. Sometimes you just want to bounce ideas off someone, in this case an AI, that's familiar with the content you've created already. Very smart. Looking forward to experimenting with that. All right, now let's move on to the Instagram news. Here's the head of Instagram to explain the new Instagram Plus upgrade that you can purchase.
This week, we're launching a subscription for those of you who want a little more out of Instagram. It's called Instagram Plus, and it consists of a bunch of fun little extra features. You can extend your stories to 48 hours from 24 hours. You can actually see how many people have rewatched your story. Not who, but how many times it was rewatched. You can search your story viewer list, which people have asked about for a very long time. You can even get a little preview of someone else's story, not the full thing, but just a preview, by long pressing on it without triggering your name showing up on their story viewer list, and more fun things. So I encourage you to check it out. If you are interested, please go to profile settings and you can sign up right there. I want to be clear, if you are not interested, that's totally fine. Nothing is changing about the free version of Instagram for everybody else. But I'm excited about us extending our subscriptions program from MetaVerify to something that's helpful for anybody, not just professionals. And also for us to develop the ability to build things that people are actually excited about and willing to pay for, which is a new thing for us here at Meta and particularly here at Instagram. So check it out and let me know what you think. More to come. Peace.
Okay, real quick. From a business perspective, they're doing it right. What are the features that users ask for most frequently? Build those and put them behind a paywall. As a user, you recognize they're making a lot of money off each one of us using the platform because of the amount of ads that we see. So adding features and then charging users money for those features, which again, they're making money off of us for looking at ads, it is a little bit frustrating at times. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the head of Instagram is going to explain how two identical reels can have vastly different numbers of views and explain how you can have someone DM you directly from within an Instagram story. Plus, we'll get into some strategy. Stick around. Welcome back. The head of Instagram explained why two identical reels can have vastly different numbers of views. Here's the explanation.
Why might two identical reels get vastly different amounts of reach? Now, there are a number of reasons this might happen. There's one, there's some degree of chance or randomness in the system. We don't like that. We're trying to reduce that, but that is a thing that sometimes happens. Two, the amount of competition might be different. So if you're posting on Mother's Day and tons of people posting really heartwarming tributes to their moms, that's a lot of content that you might be competing with, whereas you might have a lot less content to compete with if you're just posting on a random Tuesday that is a quiet news cycle. For that post might be different. So if you're jumping in on a trend, it might do better. Generally speaking, how interesting something is and how much people interact with it not only depends on what is said, but the broader context in which it is said. It can become more or less relevant and then get engaged with more or less, which will then affect its reach significantly. I know it feels a bit random, but honestly, that is a byproduct of how people interact with content. There are some moments when content is going to be interacted with more and some moments where that same content might be interacted with less, and therefore it's going to get much different amounts of reach. Hopefully this helps. Also, by the way, I'm going to be experimenting with this new format where I try to find a good DM question in my requests folder and then answer with a quick video. So if you got a good question or a great suggestion, DM me and I'll try to grab it and make a short video. See y'all later.
All right, let's do one other Q&A question like this. Is there some link you can put on stories that will direct people to send you a DM? I think this is an interesting question because you could just type a reply in the bottom of the story and it will go to the person as a DM, but apparently this person does not know that the DM me sticker exists. Here's Adam's explanation.
So actually on every story you post is a reply button if you allow replies for people who don't follow you. And so someone, if they want to send you a DM, can just reply to that story directly. But in general, if you want to think about how you engage with your audience, there are other options as well. You can add a question sticker to actually get questions directly and then answer those questions as stories in the future. You can also run a poll if you want to get a vote on a certain question. But if you just want a DM, then that's what the reply button is for at the bottom of stories. Hopefully this helps.
All right, let's move on to the strategy portion of the episode. The at TikTok creators account posted a video from a creator named Azia, who explained her strategy for increasing her video views, and I like it. I think it makes sense. Here's the clip.
you can hit over 1 million views in a week. If I can do it, you could do it too. I had to shift my mindset from I need to post today to what would make my audience stop scrolling. I used the Creator Search Insights tool to see which TV shows and movies were trending. And I make videos about the ones I genuinely love watching too. I really wanted to understand who was watching my content, and TikTok analytics helped make it clear that my community is mostly women and girls. I experimented with different formats and found that viewers really want to see my film and TV explainers, theories, and predictions with high quality visuals and research. I hit 1.3 million views in a week when I leaned into that. My biggest piece of advice would be to identify your passion, see what performs well, repeat that formula, and then show up consistently. I started my career in journalism as a news anchor. I found that content creation allows me to use all my skills as a journalist to share the stories I'm most passionate about in film and TV. And I still get to connect with my audience and build even more community.
I think that's a fantastic strategy and also a really good reminder about the TikTok Creator Search Insights. Really powerful to help you figure out what sort of content you should be creating based on what content people are looking for. I will link to all the videos I referenced in the show in the show notes so you can go back and watch for yourself. That is going to do it for today's episode. As always, thank you for listening and come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted a scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling. Also, let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram.